Former Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife Maureen have been indicted by a federal jury on 14 counts related to gifts and loans they received from former Star Scientific CEO Johnny Williams. McDonnell made a public statement at a Richmond law firm and said they have been falsely accused. He stated that he never promised, and Johnny Williams and Star Scientific never received any government benefit of any kind from him or his administration. He noted the federal investigation has been indescribably agonizing, but he believes that the facts and the law are on his side.
The federal government's case rests entirely on a misguided legal theory, and that is that facilitating an introduction or a meeting, appearing at a reception, or expressing support for a Virginia business is a serious federal crime if it involves a political donor or someone who gave an official a gift. The United States Supreme Court has already rejected this radical idea, and for good reason. Because if it were applied as the law of the land, then nearly every elected official, from President Obama on down, would have to be charged for providing tangible benefits to donors. My administration provided Mr. Williams the same routine courtesies and access to state government that I and every other governor before me afforded to thousands of individuals, companies, charities, and other organizations, whether they were donors or not.
Word of Tuesday's federal indictment of the McDonald's was met with both surprise and anticipation. Republican Senator Steve Martin has known McDonald for decades and says McDonald is not corrupt.
I love the McDonald family. I care a great deal about them, and I've spent a lot of time with them. And I hate it for them and what they're going through, and I hate it for the Commonwealth. And that's the reason I said, if their feds are going to bring these charges, they'd better have something significant. It's not appropriate for them to be destroying lives if they don't actually have something serious and solid. He is not a corrupt person. And this is not about corruption.
The House Democratic leader, Delegate David Toscano, said the case has renewed the resolve of General Assembly members to revise Virginia's permissive ethics and disclosure laws.
Today's news is very sad for Virginia, but it does provide greater impetus for us to act. And as I said from the beginning, we had a bipartisan agreement on conceptually what we should do. And now we got to look very closely at the bill to see if it accomplishes what our goals were. There are some things in the bill, I think, that require some changing, because if they're left like they are, something like what happened with Governor McDonald could happen here, and it wouldn't be a violation of the law. So we've got some work to do, but we will get it done.
McDonald's defense team has filed two motions, which may be heard as early as Friday in federal court. One seeks exculpatory evidence that the defense says has been withheld by the prosecution. It includes information about Mary Kay Sutherland, who was Maureen McDonald's former chief of staff. According to the motion, Sutherland was seeking a lucrative public relations job to promote Star Scientific when she, not the governor, organized an executive mansion luncheon to announce a company's affiliate grants to two Virginia universities. I'm Lisa Fenderson.